So after the international break, it's time to start thinking about your fantasy football team. And as always, for our update, we are joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Welcome, Joe.
Hello there.
Now, we'll have a look through the injuries that have happened through the international break, because I think some people are going to be affected by some of them. We are going to look through some of the key players for the weekend as well. But what we wanted to do is to start looking team by team as we go through the next few weeks, and it always makes sense to start alphabetically and look at Arsenal, and they're obviously a team doing very well at the moment. They're a good team to start with, but look at like the key men for them and maybe some people who are accruing points who aren't necessarily making the headlines, Joe.
Well, yeah, I know Arsenal are a good team to start with, really, because they're nice and easy, because they basically don't have any forwards worth considering, because their main forward is Sanchez, and he's listed as a midfielder. So they've got lots of midfielders to consider, a couple of defenders to consider, and their goalkeeper's quite expensive. He's 5.5 Petr Cech, and I think there's just better options there. So we can ignore their goalkeeper, we can ignore their forwards. So Giroud, he's, well, quite good, but will he start? We don't know. And if he's not going to start, well, then he's not really an option. So first of all, having a look at midfielders, really, there's three key men, basically, to consider. Sanchez, Ertzl and Walcott, they're all very different prices. Sanchez is 11.3, Walcott 7.8, Ertzl 9.6. So you've got something for everyone there, really, all the different price ranges. Which is best? Well, I think, in order, really, Sanchez is obviously the best. He's their top scorer. Walcott, I think, on current form, is second. And then Ertzl is still racking up those assists, and he's still creating those chances. So they've all got something to offer. Over the last four game weeks, Walcott's got two goals, Sanchez has got two goals and assist, and Ertzl is ticking along as well. He's got a goal and assist, plus he's created 14 chances. That's way above anyone else in the Arsenal ranks as well. So it is up to each manager, really. If they've got the cash, get Sanchez or keep Sanchez, but if you haven't, well, I'd look to one of those other two as well. Now, defence as well, they're quite easy as well. They've been made easier as well. We're talking about international injuries. The very last seconds of the last Arsenal league game, Hector Bellerin picked up an injury. He's actually out for a month now. So that's got a little easier. He's not actually involved for the next month, so we don't have to worry about him. Koscielny, Laurent Koscielny, is probably the main attraction there. He's expensive, though, but he is the top-scoring defender, 54 points. Costs 6.5, but I think you do get value for money there. Top-scoring defender, only two midfielders priced below 6.5 have more than his score, and that's Kapuwe, who's gone a bit off the boil, and Joe Allen, who's close to a suspension, possibly. So I think he's good value there. As I mentioned, ignore Petr Cech. There's goalkeepers like Tom Heaton that are far outstripping him in terms of save points, so I wouldn't worry about him. Wouldn't worry about Olivier Giroud. We don't know where they'll start. So, yeah, that's Arsenal.
What about Alexis Sanchez in terms of the international injuries situation? I mean, there was a lot made earlier in the week about how Arsene Wenger didn't want Alexis Sanchez risking by his national side, Chile, and then there he is in all the highlights doing great things for Chile on Tuesday night.
Well, yeah, I mean, this makes it tricky because we're having to go with Chilean press reports. Wenger, who is unsure and very nervous, he wants to find out more. Sanchez is all the way over in South America. He's on his way back, or he's back now, and he's assured his manager that he's fit and ready to go. I mean, clearly he was doing okay. He played for Chile and he scored twice. So if I'd hate to see what he's like when he's not injured. So clearly he's probably going to be okay. I don't think Alexis Sanchez owners need to worry drastically. There is a very, very small chance that Wenger might rest him if he feels that he has got an injury that could be exaggerated if he played, and it would be better for the long term to keep him and rest him. But I really wouldn't worry about that. But there are some other injuries as well. I mentioned Hector Bellerin as well, and Cazorla is still out for Arsenal as well. So Arsenal, last season, they lost a lot of players in November, and it really cost them. It happened the season before. The November curse could be striking again. But there's some other injuries as well. Lallana is looking very doubtful that he'll be ready for the Southampton game with a groin injury picked up on England duty. Liverpool awaiting some results of a scan. The indications are that it probably won't be too serious. We don't know yet at the moment. Good news for Spurs, though. There were some doubts over players like Rose and Eriksen over international duty and some injuries there. But they're all fine, really. Lamella, Davies and Toby Alderweireld is out as well. And Dele Alli remains a doubt, but he was a doubt before. George Friend at Middlesbrough, he's now a doubt. He picked that up on training. Good news for Winston Reid owners at West Ham. It looks like he's going to be back. And just a final mention of West Brom. Chadley had some minor surgery over the international break. It looks like he'll be fine, but it's going to be a late call on him. So, player you might not want to get him, but if you've got him, definitely play him. I think he'll probably start. And Rondon as well, he was a doubt. It doesn't look that case anymore. He looks like he'll start as well. They play Burnley on Monday, and Burnley are absolutely terrible away. So that's a good match. Good news for West Brom fans are there.
It's funny that you say about injuries. We seem to be at the time of year of players picking them up. Looking at my fantasy team, I've got Winston Reid. He's got the 75% chance of playing triangle over him. Chadley, you've mentioned. Callum Wilson has got that over him. I guess everybody's going to have the same this time of year, though, won't they?
Well, that's it. I've got... I was going to mention Chelsea as well, actually. I've just remembered Eden Hazard, a great fantasy asset. He rumoured to have picked up an injury. Well, he left the pitch early when Belgium faced Estonia, but we think he's going to be OK. He pictured himself in training, and he seems fine. So we'll await press news there. But, yeah, I've got Hazard in my team with that little yellow flag over his name, so I'm a bit nervous there. And Costa owners, they can be a bit nervous. There's some nerves jangling there as well, because he has also got the yellow flag. But I think most of these I mentioned, I think they should be okay. Well, we hope so anyway.
What about players you definitely would have in your team this week, Joe?
I think there's two absolute standouts, Lukaku and Aguero, because Crystal Palace have not kept a clean sheet all season. They will concede. Aguero didn't play much while on international duty, so I think he'll start. And I think he'll. If Man City are going to score, it's most likely to be him. So I think he's a great captaincy option. And Lukaku as well. He's got great home form. He pretty much always scores or does something, assists at home this season. Plus, he plays Swansea, and they have a habit of conceding actually quite a lot of goals away. I think Swansea may actually score, but I don't think they'll win, and I think they'll concede. So I think those two there are great. If you've got Kevin De Bruyne as well, I think he'll be good as well. But he's quite expensive in midfield, so not many will own him, but I think he's a good option too.
If you want to find out some more tips for your fantasy football team, if you're on Twitter, get following at FF Scouts. If you want to go straight to their website, it's fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. And if you play via the fantasy.premierleague.com site, you can find tips as well from the Scouts on there. But for this week, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.